大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
我们最近在读箴言。
Recently, we have been reading Proverbs.
那箴言呢，到底在讲什么
？So what is discussed in Proverbs?
我们来看箴言的第一章。
So look at Proverbs 1.
箴言的第一章。
Proverbs 1.
第七节。
Verse 7.
请读。
1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
这个地方讲啊，敬畏神是知识的开端。
Here it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
但是如果我们看第九章。
But if we look at chapter 9.
第九章的第十节。
Chapter 9 verse 10. Verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
这里讲啊，敬畏神是智慧的开始。
Here it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
然后认识至圣者便是聪明。
And the understanding of the Holy One, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
如果看英文啊， knowledge of God 就是神的知识，就是我们的聪明。
And so the knowledge of God is our understanding.
但是这两节啊，都是从敬畏神开始的。
But these two verses both begin with the fear of the Lord.
所以一个人如果懂得敬畏神，他就有聪明，他就有智慧。
And so if a person understands how to fear the Lord, then they have understanding and wisdom.
我们每一天为着生活很忙碌。
In our day-to-day lives, we are so busy.
到底我们人生在追求什么
？What are we pursuing in this life？
我想每一个人都希望过一个蒙福的人生。
We all want to live a life that is very blessed.
但是从箴言看来，蒙福的人生就是智慧的人生。
But if you look from Proverbs, a blessed life is one that is wise.
所以如果我们懂得活在智慧里面我们就会活在神的福气跟恩典当中。
If we know how to live in wisdom, then we know how to live in the blessings of God.
那这个是所罗门所写的。
So this was written by Solomon.
那如果我们在读传道书。
If we look at Ecclesiastes,
传道书也是所罗门所写的。
Ecclesiastes is also written by Solomon.
那传道书就在记载所罗门人生的一个过程。
And so Ecclesiastes records like a process of Solomon's life.
他活到最后他对人生有一个结论。
At the end of his life, he had a conclusion.
我们来看传道书。
We look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书的最后一章。
Ecclesiastes, the last.
十三节。
Chapter.
十二章十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 13. Verse 13, the conclusion when everything has been heard is, fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person.
这个地方讲这些事你都听见了，到最后的结论呢，就是。敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
Here it says that the conclusion when everything has been heard is to fear God and keep His commandments.
所以如果我们读那个传道书从第一章开始，它是从虚空开始讲。
If we look at from the beginning of Ecclesiastes, it discusses vanity or emptiness.
那这个虚空就是所罗门对人生的结论。
And so this vanity is the conclusion that Solomon has towards life.
有很多人觉得我不需要神，我也活得很好。
A lot of people feel that if they don't have God, then they will live very well.
那有的人虽然相信有神，甚至受洗在教会里面。
And some people, despite believing in God and having been baptized,
他并没有真的以神为中心在追求神。
They don't really pursue God.
但是他也觉得我的人生也不错。
Yet they also feel like, well, my life is pretty good.
如果一个人没有神，不是以神为中心，人生还觉得是不错，这是因为我们对人生不了解。
But if a person doesn't believe God or doesn't pursue God and still feels like their life is pretty good, that's because they don't understand God.
所罗门摸了到最后，他发现人的一切 根本就是要敬畏神，从这个地方开始。
And after Solomon's entire life, he really felt like that the conclusion of everything is to fear God.
那开始敬畏神，人就会开始进到智慧里面。
And once you begin to fear God, then you enter into wisdom.
那我们的人生就有很大的改变。
And our life will have a great transformation.
我们现在来看箴言的第一章。
Let's look at Proverbs 1, chapter 1.
箴言第一章的第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.Verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel.
这个地方讲是所罗门的箴言。
Here it says it's the Proverbs of Solomon.
那所罗门的箴言它的目的是什么？
So what is the point of the Proverbs of Solomon?
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2. Verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding.
这个第二节就讲人处事领受智慧，然后，第二节哈，要使人晓得智慧跟训诲，然后分辨通达的言语。
Here it says to know wisdom and instruction and to discern the sayings of understanding.
所以传道书就是要让我们知道什么叫智慧。
So Proverbs helps us understand what wisdom is.
下面就是让我们能够分辨世界上有很多的理论分辨通达的言语。
And so then it says to discern because there's many different ideologies in the world and we have to be able to discern.
那如果一个人了解从神来的智慧，对世界上的这些很多不同的想法有分辨的能力，他的人生就会走在正道上。
And if a person has wisdom and they're able to discern among the many thinkings of the world, then they are walking on the way of wisdom in life.
所以，箴言里面讲的对我们来讲非常重要。
And so what is written in Proverbs is very important to us.
我们现在看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3. Verse 3, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and integrity.
这个地方讲这一些智慧的言语到最后要使我们领受智慧、仁义、公平、正直。
Here it says that to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and integrity.
你看我们现在人就是什么书读好、找好工作、钱赚多一点、生活很舒服，就这样而已。
For us today, we just want a good education, a good job, good money, and then our life is good.
除了这个，还有什么可以追求？没有。
What else is there to pursue? There's nothing.
所以我们的生活其实跟世界没有差多少。
So our lives are not really different from those in the world.
那现在我们进到信仰里面。
But now we've entered into faith.
我们才会发现有几件事情。
And we've discovered that there's a few things.
智慧。仁义，这个地方讲智慧、仁义，仁义就 righteousness 公平 just， 正直 integrity。
And so here there is wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and integrity。
这四件就是属灵生活里面非常重要，这也是神所看重的。
And so these four things are very important in our spiritual life, and they're also what God looks heavily upon.
那如果一个人真的进到神的智慧里面，到最后他的生活就有这几个特色。
And if a person truly enters into God's wisdom, then they have these four things in their life.
他不是愚顽人，因为他有从神来的智慧。
And he's not foolish because he has wisdom from God.
然后他有仁，这里讲仁义 righteousness。
And he has righteousness.
Righteousness 是什么？白衣服。
What is righteousness? It's white robes.
就是我们将来见到神穿的那件白衣服。
And that's those are the robes that we will wear when we enter into God's kingdom.
那接下去是公平。
Next is justice.
这个公平就是神的本性。
Justice is the nature of God.
所以一个人如果有从神来的智慧，活在这个智慧里面，这个人就是有神的本性和。正直公平。
And if we enter into the wisdom of God, then you have justice, which is the nature of God.
那最后正直integrity, 一个人的纯正。
Then it's a person's integrity.
这是神所看重的。
And this God thinks is very important as well.
好像约伯。
just like Job.
哦，约伯经过试炼以后哦，人对他的称赞加上一句，就是他是纯正的 integrity。
And so after Job went through all of his trials, God praised him for his integrity.
哦，那我们不需要经过约伯这样的试炼，也可以变成很纯正的人。
We don't have to go through Job's same sufferings in order to become this person with integrity.
就是要从神来领受智慧。
We have to receive wisdom from God.
哦，就是箴言里面所记载的。
Which is what is recorded in Proverbs.
哦，那我们在做事情啊，就会很纯正。
And so then when we do things, we will do them with integrity.
哦，那你看世界上的人哦，他没有这些神的教导哦。他就是凭良心。
And so when people in the world, because they don't have the teachings of God, then they will just do things by their own conscience.
哦，但是如果用这个四个来对照哦，就离开神的标准非常远。
But if you compare them to these four items, you will see that it has left, it is strayed from God's.
好，那我们现在看啊，第四节。
Let's look at verse four.
啊，请。
Verse 4, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge and discretion.
啊，这个地方讲是愚人啊，怜悯。
Here it says to give prudence to the naive.
啊，那个愚人哈，如果我们看那个英文不同的翻译本啊。
In English there is a different translation.
我们刚才念的 naive 啊 ，naive 就是说，这个人天真啊。把世界上都看成好人了、啊，他心是很好啊，把世界上都看成好人了、啊。
So a naive person, their heart is good, so they view everyone in the world as very good.
哦，这个就是 naive 啊，很纯真啊。
That's what it means to be naive, so being very pure.
那要读箴言哦，读了智慧以后，我们会就会啊、有智慧 prudent。
And so after you read Proverbs, that's you have wisdom, then you will have prudence.
哦，是啊，所以除了把人都看作好人之外，我们头脑里面有一，因为有圣经的教导，我们都有判别能力。
Although we view everyone as good, then once you have wisdom, then you will be able to discern among people.
哦，那另外一个英文圣经把它翻作 simple， 哦。
Another translation in English translates naive to simple.
哦，就是像小孩子很 simple 啊、哦。
Just like children are very simple.
所以小孩子很容易受骗了。
So they're very easily deceived.
哦，因为他头脑里面没有在想很多东西啊。
Because in their head they're not thinking a lot.
哦，那我们读了箴言哦，因为箴言里面讲了很多的实际生活的教导。
But once you read Proverbs, because it talks about very real life lessons.
那这个教导都是从智慧来的。
And these lessons all come from wisdom.
哦，所以一个人虽然很单纯哈 ，simple 哦，但是因为有这个教导，在很复杂的社会里面哈，他就有这一种啊应变能力。
Yeah, because once they have wisdom, even a simple person is able to discern among a very complex society.
哦，那我们再看下面哈，第四节的第二。
The second half of verse 4。
使少年人有知识跟谋略。
To the youth, knowledge and discretion.
哦，为什么要特别提少年人
？Why does it specifically say youth？
哦，因为少年人哦，没有人生的经验。
Because youth don't have life experience.
哦，对世界的经历也不多。
And they don't have a lot of they don't have a lot of experience in the world.
哦，那这样的一个人，他怎么能够活出仁义、公平、正直的人生呢？
So how can this kind of person live a life that is wise, righteous, justice, just and full of integrity?
就是要领受箴言这个智慧的教导。
Because they have to receive the instruction of wisdom from Proverbs.
啊，有时候我们人活久了，好像你活到七八十岁。
When a person lives a long time, like 70 or 80 years old,
你不断的去思考过去啊，我们怎么生活。
You continue to reflect on your life before.
那样的决定生活带给我们什么结果？
And you think about what sort of choices you made and what the outcomes were.
哦，那在这样不断的自我反省当中，就学到了一些功课。
And in this constant reflection, then you learn some lessons.
哦，所以有时候是学聪明了，但是这个学费啊，代价非常高。
Sometimes, it's you receive some intelligence, but the cost of that is very high.
啊，有没有什么 shortcut 啊？捷径？
Is there any shortcuts in this?
哦，这里讲哦，少年人有知识跟谋略。
Here it says to the youth knowledge and discretion.
所以那个捷径啊，那 shortcut 就是读真言啊，领受从神来的智慧。
So the shortcut is to read Proverbs and receive the wisdom from God.
啊，你不要说被淫妇引导了，犯了罪，家破人亡。哦，我学到了，哇，这个代价太大。
You don't want to be deceived and commit sin and say, oh, I finally learned my lesson, the cost is too high.
那你要真言读一读，你就知道那淫妇像什么。
Then once you read Proverbs, then you will know.
你如果跟他走，你会皮都会被剥掉。
That if you walk with this sort of person, then your skin will come off.
哦，那这个少年人听了以后，他就说，哦，这样不行，因为圣经这样讲。
So once a youth hears this, then they will know this is not good because this is what the Bible says.
他就学到了聪明啊。
And he will he will receive this knowledge.
哦，他一辈子蒙福啊。
And he will receive blessings his whole life.
他不必付代价。不必付代价，不会pay price 啊。
They won't pay that price.
哦，所以这个很可贵啊，不是所有的智慧都是从错误的经验学来的。
Not all of your wisdom comes from making mistakes.
啊，圣经多读，我们多思想神，那个就是智慧的来源。
The more that we read the Bible and the more that we receive wisdom from God, then that's the beginning of our wisdom.
好，那我们到第五节。
So look at verse 5. 5. A wise person will hear and increase in learning, and a person of understanding will acquire wise counsel.
有时候我们常常会觉得说，如果一个人受很好的教育，书读很多，来教会我要跟他讲什么？
Sometimes we think, well, if a person has such good education and then they come to church, what can I talk to them about?
所谓书读很多，教育很高，就是这里讲哦，智慧人增长学问，聪明人得着谋略。这个智慧跟聪明就是世界上的智慧跟聪明。
Here it talks about how perhaps the person's wisdom or understanding is the wisdom and understanding of the world.
因为他整个的头脑想法都是以世界的一套观念在那里打滚。
Because they received all this wisdom and understanding from certain teachings in the world.
所以人跟人相比他很聪明。
So in comparison to other people, they are very smart.
但是当他来到神的面前。
But once they come before God,
来念念真言，领受从神来的智慧。
And they read Proverbs and they receive wisdom from God.
他就知道除了地上人的智慧还有更高一层神的智慧。
Then they will understand that besides the wisdom of the people of the world, there is an even higher wisdom of God.
所以敬畏神是智慧的开始。
So the beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那我们人活在智慧里面神的恩典福气就会跟着临到。
And when we live in the wisdom of God, then God's blessings will follow us.
那到底智慧是什么？
So what is wisdom?
我们现在看箴言的第八章。
So look at Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言的第八章。
Chapter 8.
这个第八章是我们这个礼拜的读经进度。
Chapter 8 is our Bible reading for the week.
第八章我们从22节开始读。
Read from verse 22.
请读。
22, the Lord created me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. 23.
好的，好，这个22节哈，在神创造起头。太初创造万物之前就有我了，就是创造以前就有我了。
Even before creation, there was me.
就有智慧了。
There was wisdom.
那我们就知道神创造以前只有神本身。
We know that before God's creation, there was only God.
万物的存在，包括天使魔鬼的存在，这是创造以后才有的。
Everything, including the devil and heaven, has all been after creation.
所以创造世界期间就已经有我了。所以很简单，这个智慧就是指着神本身。
And so this wisdom points to God himself because it's created before the creation.
好，我们看23节。
So look at verse 23. From eternity I was established, from the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth.
好，再看24节。
24. When there was no ocean in ocean depths, I was born. when there were no springs abounding with water.
好，所以二十三节、二十四节，我已经被立定，然后我已经出生。
In 23 and 24, it says, I was from eternity, I was established and I was born.
好，然后二十五节。
25. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was born.
好，好，再看二十六节。
26. While he had not yet made the earth and the fields, nor the first dust of the world.
好，所以我们这里可以看得到哦，创造世界这么伟大的工作之前呢，就已经有智慧的存在。
Before the creation of the world, before such a great thing, there was already wisdom.
啊，那谁创造这个世界？
And who created this world?
啊，创世纪是讲神造的。
In Genesis, it said that God created.
啊，希伯来书里面是讲主耶稣造的。
In Hebrews, it says that Jesus created.
因为主耶稣就是神嘛。
Because Jesus is God.
啊，所以这里讲的这个智慧，也可以讲神，也可以讲主耶稣。
And so here, this wisdom can point to God or Jesus.
好，那我们再看二十八节。
So look at verse 28. When he has made firm the skies above, when the springs of the deep became fixed.
二十九节。
29. When he set a boundary for the sea, so that the water would not violate his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth.
OK, 那我们再看三十节。
30. Then I was beside him as a master workman, and I was his delight daily, rejoicing always before him.
好，三十一节。
31. Rejoicing in the world, his earth, and having my delight in the sons of mankind.
好 ，OK。所以我们从这段圣经可以看到，他把智慧好像一个人这样在描写。其实那个智慧就是智慧从神来的，智慧就是神本身。
And so here it describes wisdom like a person, but really wisdom is from God and wisdom is God himself.
所以这个智慧的可贵它不是世界上的它是神本身然后神给我们的启示。
So the wisdom is not of the earth, but it is, it's from God, it's of God himself.
好，那我们来看智慧会带给我们的人生什么福气。
So let's look at what kind of blessings that wisdom will give us.
好，那我们先回来看箴言。
Let's return to Proverbs.
箴言的第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章的十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
请读。
Verse 13. Blessed is a person who finds wisdom.And one who obtains understanding.
好，这个地方讲得智慧、得聪明，这个人就是有福气的人。
Here it says, "Blessed is a person who finds wisdom."
哦，那这个福气到底有多宝贵呢
？And how blessed is this wisdom?
从智慧来的福气，跟我们在世界上自己去追求的福气，到底有什么不同？
What's the difference between a blessing obtained from wisdom and a blessing that we seek from the world?
好，我们看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
好，
14, for her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her produce better than gold.
好，十五节。
15, she is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her.
好，我们如果看十五节的下半这一句。
If we look at the latter half of 15.
你一切所喜爱的都不足于比较。
And nothing you desire compares with her.
所以每个人的一生都有他的 dream, 他的理想。
So everyone has a dream in their life.
我要到哪个大学读书。
I want to go to so-and-so college.
到哪个公司上班。
To this and that company.
我的一生要赚多少钱。
And I want to earn this much money.
我要买什么房子要住在哪里。
I want to buy this kind of house and where I want to live.
这是人的理想。
These are the thinkings of men.
那一切你所喜爱的都不足，没有办法跟智慧来比较。
But nothing you desire can compare with wisdom.
也就是说，智慧的价值超过我们自己人生理想的价值。
That is, the value of wisdom is greater than the value of everything we desire in our life.
所以前面就讲它胜过银子，强如金金。
That's why it says before that her profit is better than the profit of silver and her produce better than gold.
这就代表钱财啊。
This represents wealth and money.
然后比珍珠还宝贝。
And more precious than jewels.
为什么？因为这一些东西哦，没有办法让人蒙福啊。
Why is it so? Because none of these things can allow people to receive blessings.
真的钱多，你的福气就比较大吗？
Is it really true that the more money you have, the more blessings you have?
真的知识多，你的福气就比较大吗？
Is it true that the more knowledge you have, the more blessings you have?
不是这样的。
It's not like this.
那智慧给我们的福气是什么？
What is the blessings of wisdom?
那为什么它的价值超过一切？
And why is its value greater than anything?
我们现在再来看。
Let's continue to read.
箴言第三章的十六节。
Proverbs 3 verse 16.
请。
16, long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor.
这个地方讲右手有长寿。
Here it says long life is in her right hand.
手就是抓东西的嘛。
So a hand is used for grabbing things.
所以她的右手抓住的是什么？长寿。
So what is grasped in her right hand? It's long life.
最长寿的人是谁？
Who lived the longest?
圣经里面讲马图撒拉。马图撒拉，创世纪。
Methuselah, and the Bible says Methuselah.
那活几岁？
How old did he live to?
969吧，是不是？
969.
我们都活不到十分之一啊。
We can't even live to a tenth of that.
但是他还是死啊。
But he still died.
所以最长寿的是谁？
So who really lived the longest?
最长寿就是你跟我。
It's you and I.
因为主耶稣说，你如果遵守我的道，就不见死亡。
Because Jesus said that if you follow my word, then you will not meet death.
信我的人死了还要再复活。
And that those who believe in him will die and resurrect again.
罪一拿掉就没有死了。
And when a sin is taken away, then there is no death.
所以最长寿是谁？你跟我。
So who lives the longest? It's you and I.
那这个就是智慧带给我们的结果。
And that's the outcome that wisdom brings us.
因为我们懂得来相信神。
Because we understand to believe in God.
接受主耶稣的救恩。
And to receive the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以要让人活得很长寿最好的方法就是要追求智慧。
And so to let someone live a long life, the best way is to help them pursue wisdom.
不然不管你活几岁，到最后就死了。
No, because no matter how long you live, you will die ultimately in the end.
这是右手，那左手呢？
So that's her right hand, what's in the left hand?
左手有富贵。
In her left hand are riches and honor.
两个你的左手抓的富又贵。
In her left hand are two things, riches and honor.
最尊贵的人是谁？
So who is the most honorable or the most valuable?
以前是英国的皇家嘛。
皇家。In the England's royal family.
真的他是日不落国，但现在已经衰败了。
But now they have entered decline.
所以尊贵的是谁？
So who's most valuable now?
最尊贵的他的爸爸就是神。
Then it's their father, God.
因为他神是万物的主宰啊。
Because God is over everything.
所以最尊贵的是谁？
So who is the most valuable?
就是你跟我。
It's you and I.
因为我们是神的儿子。
Because we are the children of God.
那你不是随便说就算了啊？你说神的儿子，你有什么证明？
It's not just that you can just say this. Do you have any proof?
加拉太书说。
In Galatians it says.
我们做儿子，神就把神儿子的灵。像给我们
that as children God gives us the spirit.
所以我们祷告的时候从我们心里呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
And so when we pray the spirit cries out Abba Father.
所以我有一个最尊贵的父亲。
And so we have the most precious father.
是非常宝贵啊。
And it's very precious.
那这从哪里来？
Where is this coming from?
不是你的知识换来，不是你钱财买来。
And it's not from your own knowledge or that it's bought from money.
这是智慧带给我们的福气。
This is the blessings brought to us by wisdom.
非常尊贵。
It's very valuable.
我们是神的儿女。
Now we are the children of God.
那再来呢？富呢？
What about honor?
我们信了耶稣以后，
After we believe in Jesus,
我们要在恩典上富足。
Then we have, we are blessed by grace.
哦，所以主耶稣来世界做什么？
So what did Jesus come to the earth to do?
让我们充充满满有恩典有真理。
That we are full of grace and truth.
哦，所以如果我们真的认识神，
So if we truly know God,
知道他是我们的父亲。
And we know that He is our Father.
哦，常常跟神有美好的关系。
And we have this good relationship with God.
追求神的同在内住。
And we pursue His the inner abidance of God.
你的一生就一无所缺了。
Then we lack nothing in our lives.
哦，所以生命这个生命记里面讲。
And so it says in Deuteronomy.
啊，对，以色列百姓在旷野。
That the Israelites were in the wilderness.
一无所缺。
They lacked nothing.
哦，但也没有种，也没有收啊。
They did not plant and they did not harvest.
怎么能够一无所缺？
How is it that they lacked nothing?
因为神与他们同在。
Because God abided with them.
他们是神的选民。
They were the chosen people of God.
没有东西，天上是玛拿。
If they had nothing, then the heavens gave manna.
没有水喝，磐石可以流水。
And if they had no water, the rocks gave water.
那衣服呢？
And what about their clothes?
衣服四十年不会破。
In 40 years, their clothes did not break.
那鞋子呢？
And what about their shoes?
鞋子也四十年不会破。
And 40 years, their shoes also did not break.
这是神迹啊。
This is a miracle.
为什么天天有神迹？
Why is there so many miracles?
因为他的父亲就是行神迹的神。
Because their father is the God who does miracles.
所以最富贵的人哦，最丰富的人哦，丰盛的人，就是有智慧的人，他懂得追求神。
So the most blessed person, the most abundant person is the person who has wisdom because they know to fear and pursue God.
那你没有追求神，世界好像抓了一把一样。
And so if you don't pursue God, then you are grasped onto the world.
但是内心很空虚啊。
You have a very empty heart.
活着很无聊。
And life is very boring.
那这样的人生是有福吗？
Is this a life of blessing?
所以这里讲啊。右手有长寿，左手有富贵。
Here it says, long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor.
我们再看十七节。
17.
请。
Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace.
这里讲啊，她的道是安乐的。
Here it says that her ways are pleasant ways.
Pleasant, 快乐的。
Pleasant is happy.
如果我们一直把信耶稣看作是很无聊。
If we look at worshiping Jesus as very boring,
不得已，因为我很怕神，所以我要拜耶稣。
And it's not worth it because you're very, it's because you're very afraid of God, so that's why you have to worship Jesus.
因为将来要上天国，所以我不得已我去教会。
And so because I have to go to heaven, so that's why.
如果我们的生活是这样子，
if our life is like this,
我们可能离开神很远。
Then perhaps we are very far from God.
人就是喜乐的泉源。
God is the fountain of joy.
所以你看那个圣灵充满第一个仁爱，第二个就是喜乐。
We can see when you're full of the Holy Spirit, the first is love and the second is joy.
最喜乐的人就是有神跟他同在。
The person that is most joyful is the one who has God's abidance.
因为神满足了他的心。
Because God has fulfilled their heart.
所以生活很简单，他也很喜乐。
And so life is very simple and they are very joyful.
所以我们在追求神这一条路不是很痛苦的。
As we walk on this journey of pursuing God, it's not painful.
它是很喜乐的一条路。
It's a very joyful road.
让你会很享受。
And it will be very pleasant, very enjoyable.
如果有一段时间我们离开了神。
And if there is a period of time where we leave God.
跑到世界去。
And we run to the world.
你再比较一下，我们以前真的常常在亲近神，那个不一样。
And you can compare and you see that when it's very different from believing in God.
这一条路是喜乐的。
This is a pleasant way.
那接下去呢？
Next.
他的路是平安的。
It says, and all her paths are peace.
平安什么意思？
What does it mean to have peace?
主耶稣说，我要将我的平安给你。
Jesus said that I give you my peace.
你不要忧愁，也不要害怕。
And do not be afraid and do not be anxious.
我的平安跟世界的平安不一样。
My peace is not the peace of the world.
世界的平安是 一帆风顺，风平浪静。
Peace of the world is like the waves and the wind of the sea.
那人生有几天有这样的日子呢？
And how many days of life are like this?
那主耶稣的平安又是什么？
But what is Jesus' peace?
风雨中的平静。
It is the calm amongst the storm.
所以主耶稣在船里面，风啊，飘来飘去，他睡得很好睡。
Just like how he was in the boat, and even though the storm was tossing the boat about, he slept very well.
没有忧愁，没有害怕。
There's no fear, there's no anxiety.
这个是真正的平安。
And this is true peace.
所以我们再看彼得被下到监牢里面。
You can see when Peter entered into the jail.
脚镣手扣扣住。
And both his hands and his feet were bound.
大家帮他祷告。
Everyone prayed for him.
忽然地大震动。
And there was a great earthquake.
天使把他带出去。
And the angel brought him out.
彼得以为他在做梦。
Peter thought he was dreaming.
因为他睡得很好睡啊。
Because he slept so well.
天使摇摇拍醒他才醒过来啊。
And the angel had to shake him awake.
这是什么？
What is this?
风雨中的平静。
This is the peace of the calm in the storm.
保罗被关到监牢里面。
Paul was thrown into jail.
唱诗祷告赞美神。
And he sang and praises to the Lord. And he prayed.
众囚犯侧耳而听。
And so the other people could hear.
今天怎么关了一个人这么不同？
How is it that today there is someone in jail who is so different?
在监牢里面可以唱诗祷告赞美神。
That in the jail cell you can pray and sing praises to the Lord.
这一些人他们的心都已经被神所充满。
These people, their hearts have already been filled by God.
所以没有忧愁，没有害怕。
So they have no worries and they have no fear.
活在这个世界上，一切在神的掌握之中。
In this world, everything is held in God's hands.
神知道明天。
God knows tomorrow.
神也掌管明天。
God takes care of tomorrow.
这一位神就是我的父亲。
And this God is my Father.
他与我同在。
He abides with me.
他与我同行。
He walks with me.
那这样我们心就平静安稳。
And so then our heart is at peace.
那这个就是福气啊。
And this is peace. This is blessing.
就是智慧带给我们的。
And that's what wisdom brings us.
所以智慧是太可贵了。
And so wisdom is so precious.
那我们再看十六节。
Verse 16.
第三章的十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16. Yeah.16. Long life is 18. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are those who hold on to her.
这个地方讲，他与持守他的做生命树，持定他的各据有福。所以一个人懂得持守在智慧里面，他的一生为蒙福。
And so if a person understands to live in wisdom, then their whole life will be blessed.
第一个长寿。
First, they will have long life.
第二个富贵。
They have riches and honor.
第三个喜乐。
They have joy.
第四个平安。
And fourth, they have peace.
所以智慧是值得我们追求的。
And so wisdom is worth us pursuing.
它的价值超过一切。
And its value is greater than everything else.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
Oh, 第几首？364.
364.